Welcome to Man Shopping with Stacy, where I share stories from my dating and life experiences for your amusement and inspiration. I'm your host, Stacy Weimer, and you're listening to episode 21, Single Mom Travels. Now, if you are following along sequentially and you just finished listening to episode 20, What Susie Says of Sally, and if you listened all the way through to the very end, I always tee up the next episode. And at the end of episode 20, I also warned you that I'm flying by the seat of my pants over here. Now, as further evidence, I said that this episode, number 21, was still unnamed, but that it was going to be a collaboration of several friends of mine dishing and spilling details on their very funniest dating stories. Now, that's still happening, but guess what, guys? It's not happening right now. Clearly, I have shifted focus and switched up the topics to single mom travels. Now, this episode is super important to me. It's been on my mind and on my heart for a long time. And in this episode, I'm going to share with you Lainey and I's first year of traveling together during separation and divorce and the first few months after divorce. So obviously, really crazy, difficult time in both of our lives. But I'm going to share with you not only where we went, what we did, all of that, but more importantly, my motivations and reasons for making travel such a priority with Lainey. And then I'm going to pull Lainey in to also share some of our memories and takeaways and things that we learned from that first year of travel together. Now, Lainey doesn't even know that I'm going to pull her in to record with me tonight, but I think it's going to be important. After I recorded my first conversation with Lainey, the very beginning of this podcast, I heard back from a lot of moms and dads that episode really helped to them in certain ways. It helped open lines of communication, gave people some ideas of conversation starters and things to chat with their kids about. So I'm hoping that this episode provides something similar, but more on the topic of traveling and life experiences. So I'm going to dive in and just explain some early travels with Lainey and give you my perspective. And then when Lainey gets home later, I'll talk to her. And then to round out the episode, I think I'll talk some more about my personal feelings on this subject. So the first trip that I actually took Lainey on was like under duress. It was actually a work trip for me. For my job, I had a sales meeting in Chicago. And those are usually 2 or 3 days, not a long amount of time. This was early in my ex-husband and I's separation. Like, Lainey and I had not even moved out yet. And it was a super tumultuous time. And she and I were trying to avoid staying in our home because it was simply not a happy place to be. So whenever I had this work trip to Chicago come up, I just simply tacked on another airline ticket and took Lainey with me. She was old enough to stay at the hotel during the day during my meetings. And you guys, she even got to spend some time with my boss, my coworkers at dinners. There was a brunch involved. But primarily, I took her to Chicago early. So if my memory serves me correct, the meeting started on a Monday, but I took her out there like on Saturday. And we spent Saturday and Sunday together seeing Chicago. And then she basically holed up in the hotel room with her phone and the television for a large part of the day while I was busy with meetings. So it served a purpose, right? It was an escape. It was a getaway. It was necessary, you guys. That's what it was. It was necessary. I needed to get her out of the house, safe and with me. So that's why it happened. Now I'll tell you some of the things that we did, in Chicago. We made the most of it. We really are like the fastest tourists ever. We do not mess around. On day one, I took her to the Magnificent Mile. We walked and we shopped. And I remember her like getting kind of flipped out over seeing like, you know, Gucci and Versace and all of the famous high fashion brands and everything. And we went to the Navy Pier and we rode the Ferris wheel and we went up into the Hancock Building, and Lainey did tilt where you pay and they put you in a contraption and tilt you to where you're looking down from I don't even know how many floors. I watched her do that. We went to Lincoln Park. And we ate at Chicago Pizza and Oven Grinders, which is a fantastic place to eat in Lincoln Park. I highly recommend it. Two things, and I don't know if they're still true or not, but the couple of times that I've been, it takes about 2 hours to get a seat. And so it's totally worth it. Grab a beer, brace yourself for a long wait, meet friendly people around you because it is such a fun place. And the second thing that used to be true, I don't know if it still is that it's cash only, which is crazy, but you just have to know that ahead of time. So delicious. They're like pizza pot pies and it's just an experience. Just trust me on it. You will not be disappointed. We also, while we were out and about, I mean, we love food, right? So we tried Stan's Donuts. I mean, I don't know. I am kind of a donut connoisseur. And I remember I was a little disappointed in the donuts. Garrett's popcorn, the famous Chicago, you know, caramel and cheddar popcorn is yummy though. We, of course, took some photos with the bean. We went to Willis Tower. That's where you do the sky deck, people, where you take the photos where it, you know, it's also crazy. Clear glass or plexiglass, whatever. I think it's glass, bottom where you can just look out over the skyline and look down below and take lots of photos. It's crazy. Giordano's Pizza. Delicious. I'll post a photo of Lainey doing a gigantic cheese pull. So crazy. And then with my work friends, my previous coworker, Shatoya, lived in Chicago, and she coordinated the most delicious, fancy brunch experience ever at Maple and Ash. It was fantastic. I mean, there was, you know, filet on the brunch buffet, and of course, all of the standard items, but it was just ridiculous. Ridiculous. It was so good. And I love brunch. So we had this boozy brunch with like 10 people. My boss had her young adult daughter and the daughter's boyfriend. And then it was my work crew that I just love so much. And Shatoya took us to the Soho House afterwards for drinks. And so it was quite the adultish day for Lainey to tag along, but she held her own. She's everyone just loved talking to her. And I think she really got a kick out of seeing me kind of in my element with my professional friends who happen to be like family, like close friends as well. So that's kind of like my main take on Chicago. You guys, I mean, that is a lot to pack into just a couple of days' time. It was by far the biggest city that Lainey had been in her young life at the time. And she does not consider herself to be a city person, but she totally enjoyed our trip to Chicago. But I won't speak too much for her. I will let her share. But again, the Chicago trip to me, you guys, I mean, it started off incredibly stressful. I didn't even tell the story from sitting on the plane with Lainey. We were getting ready to take off, and the kennel that I had boarded Nika and our puppy that you never hear me talk about. We had a yellow lab mess of a puppy named Rory, and we had the two dogs boarded together at a kennel. And this came about because I was trying to talk with my ex when we were still in the house and I was getting ready to plan and leave for this trip. And I asked him, are you going to take care of the dogs while I'm gone? Can I count on you to take care of our dogs? And he would not answer me. This was a little bit of what I dealt with at the end. There was no answer, just a blank look. And I had a complete meltdown. I remember it vividly. It was a little bit of a turning point in some of my feelings toward the end of the marriage. I started yelling at him and crying. And I just remember asking him like two or three or four times, are you going to watch the fucking dogs or do I need to make arrangements for them? Because I found myself being responsible for them all the time. When he never answered me, clearly I ended up boarding the dogs. So Lainey and I were sitting together on the plane getting ready to take off. And I got a call from the kennel. And I had given explicit instructions that big old girl Nika gets a little angry around food. They're both of the dogs were food aggressive. So we had to feed them separately. At home, I would feed Rory in our laundry room. I would close the door and then I would go into the kitchen and feed Nika. And it wasn't until both of them were completely finished would I let Rory out for the two of them to go out together. Now, in general, the dogs lived together pretty peacefully. They played together. They slept together. They had their moments, but it was really only around treats or food that the two dogs had issues. And when I say they had issues, what happened at the kennel was Nika attacked Rory the very first morning over breakfast, and she bit Rory's face, like his snout, essentially. And he had to go to the vet and get staples in his face. So I remember when I got that message and I talked to them, I didn't know what to do. And I found myself texting my ex, telling him what had happened. And I did. I remember texting out like a whole paragraph, you know, Nika bit Rory, and now I've asked them to separate the dogs. You know, if you want to go get them and just take them home to care for them, that'd be great. Blah, blah, blah. And then I remember pausing for a minute after that and thinking, no, like, he's not really there for me to rely on anymore. Now, we weren't even separated. I still lived in the house with him, but that's how I felt. I was like, I can't count on him. He's not my partner. He is not working together with me in this. Fuck that. No, I don't need help from him at all. So I basically withdrew my comments. I texted back and I said, never mind, never mind, never mind. I've got this. And you guys, he never questioned it. Like, he never called out of concern. He never left me a voicemail. He never texted back and said, hey, what can I do to help? Nothing. He just ignored me. So again, I think my instinct was right. I got the dogs handled. So I'm telling you this because if you were expecting, you know, a podcast episode of me glamorizing, you know, world travels the first year after my divorce with my daughter and talking about how, you know, we're living on Easy Street over here. That's just not the case. It's not the case at all. I mean, this very first trip, hopefully sets the tone, you know, for where I was at in life, where Lainey was at, and kind of some of the why behind, you know, what we were up to or what choices I made for us that first year or so. But again, so much good came from that trip. Lainey knew I was looking out for her. Lainey knew that I wasn't going to leave her behind in a bad situation. I took her with me. I figured it out. I told my boss, I told all of my superiors, because I worked at the most badass company there ever was that doesn't exist anymore, by the way. But I worked with such tremendous people that I had no fear in telling them. I didn't give them the whole backstory, but I said, hey, Lainey's going to be here. All good. Like I said, she got to see me in my element a little bit in my work life, in my professional life. We did a ton of fun things together that neither of us will ever forget. Chicago is such an easy destination from Kansas City, and I may have listeners in close to 750 cities now, but I have a whole bunch of listeners in Kansas and Missouri. So if you are one of my local listeners and you're considering where you could take your child or children, young or adult, on a quick, easy trip, I highly recommend Chicago. You guys, everything I listed off for you earlier was accomplished in one weekend. Like I said, you could drive, it's a cheap flight. Go and do it. Okay, I don't think I mentioned earlier, but it happens to be homecoming week. And if you are a parent or have been a parent of a high school student, you know what that entails. There's spirit days every day, just so much going on with activities, looking forward to a football game and a dance this weekend, and the after party, I have been notified, is going to be at our house, which I am super excited about because y'all know I love to make food and host kids more than anything else in the world. Lainey just got home from getting her nails did, because that's what the girls do before the homecoming dance. So I have drug her down to the basement to record with me. And she knows that I've just kind of told my side of the story from taking her along on my work trip to Chicago. And I showed her the little list that I made of some of the places that we went and things that we did so that she would remember. But now I'm going to let her chime in and tell her side of the story and what she remembers the most. So, Lainey, I think we left. We flew out like on a Saturday morning, and we went to we stayed at the hotel that my company had booked for us the whole time. And I think our first adventure was going to the Magnificent Mile to shop. Do you remember what that day was like?
Yes, I definitely do, because I babysat Friday night before we flew out on Saturday.
Right. It was a late night.
And I was so excited because I had just gotten money for babysitting and I had also just turned 14. So having money of my own never really happened very often for me at that time. So I remember we were searching for Birkenstocks for me while we were shopping. And we also went to Lululemon. I got one of my favorite jackets that I still wear a lot.
You had birthday money too.
Yes, I did, because it was in June. But I definitely had no money after my shopping. But it's fine. And then after that, we went to Navy Pier, right?
I think so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And didn't we go on the Ferris wheel?
Yep.
Yeah, that was fun. I liked that.
Do you remember going to Chicago Pizza and Oven Grinders?
Yes, I love that place. You went before I did, right?
Uh-huh,
so you got the recommendation from a family friend, uh-huh. And we went that night, and I saw one of my friends who was in Chicago at the same
That's
time
right.
while we were waiting. That pizza was so good. And I had never really had like deep dish or like Chicago pizza before, so I very much so enjoyed it.
How about Shatoya's fancy brunch that she took us to?
That was the best meal of my life. So I felt like such an adult. I'm with my mom and all of her coworkers, her boss, and I'm just at brunch with them. Don't really know why still. And then after that, like, I was in Shatoya's like private car.
Oh yeah, she had a driver.
Yeah, she had a driver, and she took us to some exclusive little, oh, that place called Soho, which was like this exclusive little,
it's like a country club in the city.
Yes, best way to describe it. And I'm just sitting here with all these adults, and Shatoya gives me her Louis Vuitton bracelet and told me to keep it, but my mom told me I couldn't keep it.
No, I had you return it. So how bored were you when I was at my meetings? I don't even know. Like, you were going to dog sit for a minute for Shatoya while we were at the meetings, and then you opted against it to just stay in the room.
I wanted to sleep in. I didn't want to wake up. I remember I just slept for a while. Honestly, I wasn't that bored. I just hung out in the room. I enjoy my alone time, so.
Good. So overall, I think I mentioned earlier that Lainey would not consider herself to be like a big city person. It's not necessarily her thing, but what was your overall take on our basically weekend together in Chicago?
I liked Chicago more than I thought I would. I definitely am not a city person. But I guess I had never really been to that big of a city before. So it was fun. I enjoyed it. I wish I wasn't in the room for like 24 hours straight. But I mean, you weren't going to go let me hang out in the bar with you guys. So what can you do?
Yeah, talking about going, how we, after the meeting finished, we all went to the lobby bar, but you weren't allowed. That's true. So at the beginning, at some point in my recollection of talking about our trip to Chicago, I recalled a somewhat tragic event that happened while we were sitting on the plane getting ready to take off. It was when Nika attacked Rory at the, which is super sad. Do you mind finishing the story of how things went with Rory when we got home? Or do you want me to, you look sad. Do you want me to tell it? You want to chime in? So Rory, the most wild, rambunctious yellow lab puppy you've ever met.
Also the cutest.
He was super cute. He was kind of like, you know how sometimes at the end of a marriage, a couple decides stupidly that it would be really brilliant to have a baby together, or usually it's like another baby. In my ex and I's case, we adopted a dog, a puppy. And so Rory was our baby that never should have been, unfortunately.
And I took good care of him because I was the only one willing to besides my mom. So I would get home from school and he would have destroyed the entire house and nobody else was willing to clean it up. And my mom was at work, which totally not her fault. Like, she had to be at work. So I would clean the entire house. I would stand out in the freeze. We got him in December. Mm-hmm. So it was freezing while we are trying to potty train this puppy. And I would, after school, every day, I would just stand out in the freezing cold in the snow so that this dog could go potty. And yeah.
So clearly, you can tell by Lainey's tone too, that these were trying times. This was the puppy added fuel to the fire in our house, as it was burning down, basically.
He also ate my Birkenstocks, which is why I had to get new ones in Chicago. And he ate almost all of my mom's high heels.
This is all true. And you might be questioning why. Why wouldn't you have this puppy in a crate so that he couldn't destroy your house? And that would be a fair question.
But he figured out how to break out of his crate.
Yes, that is the correct answer. Anyway, I really didn't mean to get into all of the puppy woes, but just in case some of you follow me on social media and wonder, like, whatever became of this adorably rambunctious dog, we rehomed him.
He's in a happy home on a lot of land and lots of places where he can run around. So I'm sure he's doing fantastic.
Yes, we found within 30 minutes of me reaching out to one friend of mine, we found a home who had just just lost their old golden retriever, and they happily took our troubled puppy to their house and even proceeded to give us some updates over the first few months of him living with them. And he is doing quite well, last we heard. So just wanted to shed a little bit more of an honest picture of some of the stuff that we were going through. And as you could tell, Lainey might hold just a little bit of resentment and a little bit of hard feelings surrounding our puppy, Rory. So I also just spoke with Lainey briefly before she started recording with me about Chicago. The next trip that was taken
was my first mission trip to Guatemala in March of 2020, but that's a story for another time.
Yeah, we decided that this podcast would be a couple of hours long if we both told our side of the story of Lainey's trip to Guatemala with a mission group from our church, because it was literally at the very beginning of COVID and she had to be extradited out of the country. So,
woohoo, I got to stay in a 5-star hotel.
Okay, so that's part of her side of the story. So, I think I'm going to do, Lainey and I will do a future episode just about our COVID experience, beginning with her getting stuck as it was in Guatemala. So we're going to skip that travel story and we are going to forge ahead to our next trip that we took together, which was in June.
Seaside, Florida! I was so excited for this trip. We had both just spent 3 months in our little apartment together with Nika. And we definitely needed to get away from our vacations to Hy-Vee and my best friend's driveway.
That's a really good way to put it. So at the beginning of talking about Chicago, I was talking about that trip was really taken out of necessity to get out of the house and to avoid our situation that we were going through. Seaside, Florida was an escape. It was, it gave Lainey and I to really hone in on our motivation. It gave Lainey and I something to be excited about, something to look forward to. And as she said, we were living in our small apartment at the time and we wanted to get the hell out. So Seaside came to be largely, I think, from social media, from seeing a lot of other families from our old neighborhood, from our close community in Parkville. It happens to just be a really popular destination from a lot of people that we know. So I didn't book the trip that far in advance.
It was only like a couple weeks because you booked it in May and then we went like the second week in June. Because we went after my birthday. Yeah.
So I remember when we were making our plans or just like packing and stuff, there was a tropical storm / hurricane.
Yes, there was a tropical storm. I don't think it ever got upgraded to hurricane. But I remember when we landed, the first thing that we do whenever we get to the beach is we get ready and we go down to the beach. We don't swim the first time because it's usually by the time we're in, it's like late afternoon. And both times we went, it's been raining. Mm-hmm. And we don't rent chairs until the next day. So we got all pretty and went down to the beach before dinner. And
so I feel like Lainey and I's trips to the beach really consist of like maybe 3 hours of like hanging out at the beach.
I get burnt too easily and being in the ocean by yourself kind of gets boring after a few minutes. Like what is there to do? You know,
this is true. Like you, from a only child perspective, it's not like she has another kid to like frolic around with. And I'm pretty much good for like reading a book or listening to music and lying in a chair for a while. But we do go down and walk the beach sometimes in the evening together. This was probably our first trip where we kind of developed our vacation habits.
Food.
Okay. Food, for sure, is what our travel often is, like, driven by. But when I think of vacation habits, I think of the fact that
you wake up early in the morning and I sleep in, and then you have, like, an entire day done by the time I'm awake.
Yes. So I discovered real quickly, as in day one of being together in Seaside, I had told Lainey that, you know, hey, I'm going to get up and, like, go for my walk in the morning and exercise a little bit and grab a coffee and explore. And so that trip really has set the tone for how every other vacation has gone. And Lainey's right. Like, I can get, like, a whole day's worth of activity in before she gets out of bed. But I always wait to eat until she gets up. And then we start with our breakfast together, whatever that is.
Coffee first.
But first coffee.
Yes.
For sure. And then, you know, exploring the shops, going to the beach. We made dinner reservations if you're looking to go to Seaside, Florida by chance.
The Grand Southern.
Great.
Oh, what? No, I could have sworn it's Grand. I'm going to prove it.
Okay, she's gonna look it up, but it's called the Great Southern. And then there is Bud and Allie's. These are just the regular hotspots. I don't really know how to pronounce it, but Modica Market is where they serve giant to-go mimosas in the morning, which are spectacular. Like, that's enough drink for me for the whole day. And they have a pastry case with delicious cookies and muffins and breakfast sandwiches.
I love the breakfast sandwiches.
They are awesome. And then there's Airstream trailers.
We got crepes. Remember the crepes? I loved the crepes.
Yeah, the Airstream trailers are like food trucks. So wonderful food, everything within walking or biking distance. It was a really great vacation, I think, for us to kind of figure out how easily we traveled together. At the age of 14, 15, you had turned 15. I figured out real quickly to let her do her thing. I didn't force her to do any activities. I didn't plan much other than dinner. and I got real comfortable just doing stuff on my own. And I gotta say, I think we both enjoy the hell out of how we travel together. Like I said, I'd get my exercise in, I'd explore on my own. If I wanted to stay at the beach longer, great. She would go back to the house. Cool. I mean, like, it works. And so our first Seaside experience actually led to us taking a second trip there. And we will talk about that in our part two episode of Single Mom Travels. Yes. So, Seaside gave us the travel bug, I think.
100%. After we went to Seaside, we were out of town like every other month.
We traveled a lot. So something bizarre happened. I think we had our trip to Colorado. We did. We had it already planned. So our next trip was to Vail. We had been to Vail as a family a couple of times prior. And Vail in the summertime is beautiful. And Lainey was ready to, like, adventure. Seaside was like a relaxing getaway. Vail, it's fun to plan some stuff to do.
Whitewater rafting is my absolute favorite thing to do. I love it. So I really want to do whitewater rafting.
Okay, so we had been...
I also hate hiking and walking. So I like things where I can sit down.
Lady. So we had been rafting before, and it was like the leisurely little kiddie version of rafting in Colorado. And Lainey wanted a thrill. Like, she wanted to do a legit rafting trip. So we did. And, you know, as I was planning out this episode and thinking about some of the things that Lainey and I have done together and rafting, this rafting excursion in particular, it was an adventure. And it did feel a little wild and treacherous and whatever. And you think about it, like on, I'm going to use a really dumb example, but I think you'll get it. So think about The Bachelor and The Bachelorette series. So a lot of the dates that they plan for the contestants, put them in precarious positions. Haha, sometimes in more ways than one. But one of the things that they often do are these like thrilling escapades, like whitewater rafting. They put them in helicopters together. They do adventurous things like four-wheeling in the desert or whatever. And why do you think they do that? They do that because it causes bonding. You bond through shared experiences.
We didn't bond with the other people in our raft, I'll tell you that.
This is true. So we had a dad who could not follow instructions. He and his adult son were put at the forward part of the raft because supposedly that is where the strongest individuals should sit. And within the first few minutes of rafting down the river, after we got through our first difficult course, I got promoted to the front of the raft to replace the, let's call him 55-year-old dude that did not know what the hell he was doing. And I gotta say, as a single mom travels moment, that was a pretty proud moment of mine. We talked about it to like everyone we knew for a long time because it was in that kind of chauvinistic way. Like the man got put back in my position and our guide told me to take over. And how did we do once I sat up front?
We did amazing. Like what else would we do? Like you were great, Mom.
Well, we made it through without tipping and yeah, it was super fun. So it's kind of neat moments like that you don't necessarily plan for and then life happens. We also went horseback riding.
Yeah, we did that time.
It was a good one.
Yeah, that was a great horseback riding. I love horses. I love horseback riding, all of it. So it was really fun because was that the first time we actually did it in the mountains? I think it was. So it was a new, like, scenic area to ride horses in, and it was super duper fun. I really enjoyed it.
That was a good trail ride. It was not boring. It was a really good one. Let's see. We stayed in Lion's Head,
yes.
Right? So we have stayed in both Vail Village and Lion's Head. I don't know that we really have a preference anymore, but do you?
I like Lion's Head for skiing. Where we stayed last time was in Lion's Head.
I kind of tend to agree with you. We'll talk about that on our next episode of travel stories. Vail Village is kind of cool for summertime. Maybe next time I would opt for that. But Vail, since this was Lainey's, I think, third trip there, the cool thing about going to a little place like Vail is the safety factor involved. And Lainey's familiarity means that she can explore on her own. She can meet up with me if I'm already out of the condo or whatever. She knows shops and restaurants and everything by name. And there's a free shuttle that you can hop on and it takes you anywhere your heart desires. So Vail definitely holds a little piece of our heart, especially I think during the summertime. But like Lainey said earlier, she hates hiking. So, but we did ride the gondola up to the top of the mountain. What did we do? Oh, the mountain coaster.
The mountain coaster. I love the mountain coaster. It is just like a little one cart roller coaster track type thing. And like you control your speed on it. So I like sped up and then we would hit a really sharp turn and you can brake. And it's super fun because I like going by myself and like it's just I take a picture of myself every time I go on it and then like now I have three pictures of me on it and I like to compare me from like being 11, being 13 and being 15.
I love that. And as you're saying that, I'm thinking for all of the parents listening, that's probably a cool point too. Vail is a convenient, you know, another convenient spot for us to travel to because we can drive there. And you know, we knew our way around and all of that. So it was familiar. But what Lainey was just really referring to, you know, I think speaks to stability and like, what am I trying to say? Even though her life...
Tradition.
Yeah. Thank you. Her life changed dramatically, you know, in the months leading up to her third trip to Vail. Vail did, you know, kind of provide that sense of normalcy, I guess, if you will, that's what we do. And even though we're a family of two now, that we can still uphold that same tradition. So I guess I would give that advice that just came to me too. If you have places that you have traditionally gone to as a family, and that's not an option for everyone to go together anymore, perhaps you as a single mom or single dad should consider keeping the tradition if it's something that the kids really want to do. I think it kind of happened by chance for us, but not really, because we knew what we wanted to go there, you know, because we loved it. Or we still love it. Do you remember what was happening at our apartment and what we were in the midst of when we went?
We were moving because there was like mold and water drainage everywhere in our apartment. It was not fun.
So there was a water leak in a floor above us that caused major damage to our apartment. And on a whim, we needed to move. They would have moved us into a different apartment unit, except there was not another apartment like ours. So we would have had to have downgraded, which would not have been the end of the world. But like we said, after being stuck in our apartment for months on end during COVID, and especially during like complete, you know, shutdown, downsizing more did not sound good. So I luckily was able to find and purchase this townhouse, like literally in one day's time. Went out, looked at the like four listings in Lainey's school district, and happened upon these brand spanking new townhouses that fit the budget, fit the school district, and just happened to work out. But we were again scrambling, you know, and part of the Colorado trip was extended by 2 days, I think, because we really needed to get the hell out of the apartment. So we actually went to Colorado Springs where to start that Colorado trip, kind of just on a whim because we hadn't been before. And that was a cool spot that we stayed at.
Yeah, I love Colorado Springs. I mean, I've been twice now, once without my mom. And it's a really cool city. We had a lot of fun there too.
Yeah. So, I mean, go with the flow, right? But Colorado will, I mean, I've said it often. I would not hate living out there one little bit, or maybe one day having a second home or vacation spot that we repeatedly go to. So Colorado we'll talk about ongoing because we've been many times. So after Colorado, we moved into our new house.
I started my sophomore year of high school balancing being in school and learning at home because I was in school 2 days a week and at home the other three.
So Lainey was on a hybrid school schedule, and I was still, due to the nature of the healthcare environment that I worked in at the time, I was training patients on an insulin delivery device with very, very limited or zero access to be able to go into doctor's offices. So I was primarily working virtually from home. And so I, again, just decided that we would
go to California. She knows that California has been at the top of my bucket list since I was in like the fourth grade. And she decides to go two times without me. So I decided it was my turn.
Oh, you decided.
Yeah, I decided. My idea.
Okay, so didn't quite go like that in my mind, but I did know that Lainey had always wanted to take a trip to California. That was the last trip I took with my ex. We we went out for a golf tournament and saw most or a fair amount, maybe half of the Highway 1 scenic drive. While we were there, we just didn't go very far south. So I decided to make it up to Lainey to take her all the way down Highway 1. So we flew into San Francisco. We rented a car.
I got to see the Full House house. Yes. I love Full House. So we saw like the house that's like in the intro and everything. And it was super cool. I loved Fisherman's Wharf. I had a bread bowl. It was really, really good. Then we went
to the sourdough.
And then we went to the Ghirardelli store because who doesn't love chocolate?
And after that, we drove back and forth across
the Golden Gate Bridge. And then we went to Half Moon Bay for the first night.
We also drove down Lombard Street. You remember?
Yeah, we did do that too.
And yes, we stayed our first night down Highway 1, just a very short way to Half Moon Bay. We had a really pretty hotel that overlooked the marina.
The view was so pretty. I loved looking out at the marina.
It was gorgeous, and we took pictures out on the balcony, so I'll post some.
And then we went to dinner at an Italian restaurant, and it was really good, too.
You remember a lot. So after that, we drove to Monterey, and that hotel room in particular might be my favorite hotel room I've ever stayed in my life.
The Spindrift Inn. We had the best room in the entire hotel.
Why do you think?
Because it was the corner at the back. So we had like this wall of windows and we just saw all of the waves crashing into the coast. And it was gorgeous.
It was. I was actually asking why, and the answer would be because it was during the pandemic. So there just weren't a lot of travelers out. You know, well, again, I want to do an episode where Lainey and I just share our kind of COVID experiences and we can talk about what our lives were like since it was just off the heels of my separation, really. So anyway, since it was during, you know, what month was it, Lainey, of COVID? Of 2020, when we went to California.
It was the beginning of November because I had just gotten my braces off.
Oh, very good. Good reference. So she was still doing schoolwork throughout our days. So we would drive, we would sightsee, we would stop, we would take photos, check everything out. And then oftentimes, like late afternoon, we would post up at the hotel. I would relax, do what my work or do whatever, and Lainey would catch up on her schoolwork and stuff. It worked quite well.
And I only missed like one day of in-person school because we left Wednesday morning and I was virtual Wednesday and Thursday. So it was super easy to just keep up because I wasn't supposed to be in the classroom anyways. Then I just missed Friday, and it's easier to make up just one day than it is to make up three. So I only had to make up one day of non-virtual classes.
Yeah, so the schedule worked out well, and it afforded us, you know, to be able to take a trip in the middle of the school year. So after Monterey, we went to Carmel. So freaking beautiful. We had a lovely little outdoor lunch in the sunshine. I took Lainey down to their tiny little beach. We took some photos. We did a 17-mile drive. We stopped at Pebble Beach. I showed her around. We went to the club, to the lodge, and saw the trophies. And we ate out on the balcony, just had like a drink and a snack, and overlooked the golf course just to kind of take all of that in. And then we kept going to San Luis Obispo would have been the next spot. We did stop for lunch and we drove through Paso Robles.
I loved that place. It was my first time ever seeing like an actual like vineyard or anything because I mean, I was 15 at the time. So it's not like that's very common for 15-year-olds to go hang out in California wine country. But we got a little lunch there. We went to their general store. Mm-hmm. Got some little knickknacks and went on our merry way.
Not really knickknacks, though. What did we come up with? You came up with. What did we buy?
I got a ring.
Okay.
And we got coffee mugs.
Okay. Coffee mugs.
Yes.
So coffee mugs are like our new thing. Ever since we started traveling together, we always find two coffee mugs.
And here's the reason behind this. It's so that when I go to college in like less than 2 years now, my mom will still have coffee mugs and she will be able to give some to me to take to college. So I'll take my coffee mug from whatever city and she'll take her coffee mug from whatever city.
Yes, I can attest to the fact that our shelf of coffee mugs is almost overflowing already. So there's that. So obviously we stopped at the Bixby Bridge. We saw the Lone Cypress. We saw Spanish Bay, all of the sites along the way through Paso Robles wine country down to San Luis Obispo. We stayed at the historic Madonna Inn. Lainey was not so sure about this wacky place that I found for us to stay. What's the word? Is it like chintzy? Is that what it's called? It's like if you guys are listening from Missouri and Kansas and close by, like it's kind of like the Branson of California. like everything's branded and floral and pink and just absolute. It's like if Dolly, I don't know what Dolly World is like, but it's like if Dolly Parton opened up just a hotel. And she probably has like 80 and I just haven't been there, but it's just over the top feminine. Mm-hmm. Pink and red and flowers and hearts and gold and hilarious. And we just stayed one night there, which was awesome. Actually, we were tired. I remember I have a photo of us. I remember drinking, shakes, like big, huge milkshakes. And anyway, it served its purpose. It was fun. It was a really over the top kind of girly place to stay. So after that, we drove through LA
and we stayed in Manhattan Beach.
We did. And if you listen to my episode where I interviewed a Bumble date of mine, After Lainey worked on her homework, while Lainey was working on her homework in the hotel room, in fact, I think that is when I had my little Bumble date with my friend, was in Manhattan Beach. So the cool thing about going to Manhattan Beach in November was their long pier had
Christmas decorations.
Christmas trees lined the pier and there were Christmas lights up and there was just something cool for a couple of Midwestern girls to be on the coast in, you know, Christmas time and see the beach decorated for Christmas. It was pretty spectacular. So Manhattan Beach rounded out our trip and we flew, I had no idea. It was like a 5-minute drive to the airport to fly out of
LAX.
Okay, Lainey's signaling to me that she has better things to be doing. So so sign off.
Those better things are called sleep.
Okay.
Yeah, I need sleep. So yeah, I love traveling with my mom and we've had some really good trips and I cannot wait to have more and share more stories.
Okay, thanks, babe. So I'll finish out this episode like I always try to do, kind of reflecting on things. I guess I will just speak for myself now as she hops up the stairs. Things that I've learned and my takeaways from traveling with my girl. there has been maybe no better way for the two of us to bond other than, you know, our daily routines that I talk about a lot and the way that we spend time together at home. But going out and adventuring together, and especially, I think there was some benefit in going to some places that I had been before. I was able to show her around Chicago. I knew exactly how to plan that trip down the California coast, even though I had not been really past kind of that Big Sur, the northern part of Big Sur. I gotta tell you, it kept getting better. The driving through the forest and further south from the Bixby Bridge was freaking phenomenal. But as I was saying, there was some benefit probably in taking her to some places that I was at least somewhat familiar with, because I got to teach and show, and she knew, you know, that I had been to those places before, and she wasn't included. And this was all about her and showing her and taking her and spending time with her and me choosing her, you know. When I had my my rebound relationship with my friend, we took a little trip together. And I think I've referenced it before. He took me to Napa. I had never been to Napa. In fact, I haven't been back. I need to do that. There was obviously some benefit in that. That was a romantic escape. It was, you know, supposed to be celebrating my divorce, but unfortunately my divorce drug on longer than expected. So I was still only separated on that trip. And it was fun, and it was great for what it was. It was a fun, drunken, romantic, good time. But so far as true, like, healing, finding happiness, enjoyment, real relaxation, those types of experiences of, like, coming into my own came during my time with my daughter. Thanks so much for listening to Lainey and I talk about our travels together in episode 21, Single Mom Travels. I hope some of you all have, like, Vrbo or your favorite airline pulled up on your phone right now, trying to make plans to take your kiddos somewhere in the near future. If you have enjoyed this show or others, please do consider clicking on the Buy Me a Coffee link, where you can make a donation to the show to show your support, as well as to help offset my subscription fees and to help pay Alex for his audio work and Max for his ongoing help with my website, manshoppingwithstacy.com. And I would love to tee up episode 22 for you right now, but guess what? They're not planned out yet, because I have two separate projects going on, and I'm not sure which one's going to be complete first. So you're just going to have to be patient and wait.